Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Nina. I'm calling from Senior Resource Center about the benefit card we mailed you on the new state-regulated plan that helps with outstanding medical bills in the final expense plan for all residents of your state. Have you received it?
No.
No worries. I'm here to share the new state-approved final expense cash borrow plan that let you access up to 90% of the cash value to help reduce financial strain. They're made for people on fixed or Social Security income, and most individuals on Social Security or disability qualify. Your age affects your benefits, so how old are you right now?
67.
Perfect. You are qualified for the plan. Just hold on for a second, please. Here we go.
Hello, thanks for connecting. My name is Sheriff Phillips on a recorded line. How are you?
Yeah, you...
Well, God bless you. God give you good health and well. Looks like you're looking to get quotes regarding newly upgraded life insurance policy. This will going to cover 100% of your funeral for your remission expenses. May I know how young are you to your age?
I'm 67.
And I believe at the youngest age of 67, you make your own decisions. Is that correct?
You betcha.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? What's your name?
Vern Burton.
Vern, V-E-R-N?
V-E-R-N.
V-U-R-T-O-N, that's your last name. Vern, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Vern, can I have your zip code?
98362.
9862, I got you. Second, 982. That means you're in the full place of Port Angeles, Washington, right?
Yeah.
I got you. Now, God forbid, in the past 12 months, have you been diagnosing major, like heart attack, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, AIDS, HIV, liver failure, stroke, liver failure, lungs problem?
No.
And in the past 12 months, have you used oxygen, nebulizers, CPAP, inhalers to help you breathe?
No.
I got you. Lastly, are you currently confined to a bed or a wheelchair? Are you in a nursing home, living facility, receiving hospice care?
No, I live in my home.
Great. Now, before we proceed further, I'm just going to ask you a quick yes or no question that being a responsible citizen, you pay your bills on time, but you direct up savings or checking account. Is that correct?
Yes.
I got you. And is this through your local traditional loan or credit union where you can physically go whenever you need to?
Yes.
Perfect. Vernon, just to confirm, would you like to get these credits just for yourself, or you have a family members, like might be your spouse, your kids, your siblings, or just yourself?
Just for me.
I got you. So I'll connect you with the license agent who's going to let you know information about the different coverages with different benefits, starting from like the basic one goes up to highest one. So he'll let you know each and every information, so I'll connect you with them. Now, let me go ahead and connect you. Now, that's all pretty much done from my side. Now, the call is I've been connecting with one of the best licensed experts on the line who's going to cover all of these and let you know each and every information. Now, just in case if the call gets connected, this is the best number to reach you back, even if your number isn't any federal or state, do not call us. Would that be okay for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, since you're being very nice with me, I'll be going to introduce you so you don't have to repeat. And how's the weather down there in Washington?
Beautiful.
Hello, this is Priscilla with Insurance Supermarket. Who do I have the pleasure of meeting today?
Good day, Priscilla. Thank you for coming up on the line. I have a very nice gentleman, Mr. Vernon Burton, with me. He's in the beautiful place of Port Angeles, Washington, and his zip code is 98362. He's 67, makes his own decision, and he's literally in perfect condition, and he will lock up close. Vernon, for your agent is on the line. You are in the safest town, so you both have a wonderful and a great day from my side. Thank you. You both have a blessed day.
Hi, thank you for connecting with me. For quality assurance purposes, the remainder of this call will be recorded. Also, in case we get disconnected, doesn't market have your permission to call you?
Yeah, you can call me baby.
Okay, so what is your first name, please?
Vern.
Like B-U-R-N or B-U-N?
V, as in Victor. Vern.
Oh, P, Vern. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for that. And you are 67 years young, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just have a bit of information from you that will help us put together your life insurance to ensure that I connect you with a life insurance agent in your state. Your zip code is 98368, also correct?
98362.
All right, thank you so much for that. In the last 12 months, have you used or has your doctor prescribed or recommended that you use oxygen or a nebulizer to help you?
No.
In the past year, have you had any major medical conditions like stroke, cancer, any heart conditions, kidney, liver failure, or lung problem?
Well, okay, can I tell you about something?
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, your mother gave me herpes, and I need to contact her. Hello?
What did you say?
Your mother gave me herpes. That's my main medical. Your mom, she gave me herpes.
I cannot hear you.
Mother gave me herpes. Do you live in Bangalore or Mumbai?
Your line is breaking.
What? Hello? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Part of how the insurance company verifies everything is by using a regular check-ins or savings account, usually through a bank or credit union you can visit in person. Just so I know we're setting you up the right way, who do you currently bank with?
Your mother.
Are you on this line, Vern?
Hello?
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 Due to no response, I've required to terminate the call.
Oh, I'm so sorry.